It's unclear exactly when you'll be able to walk into a store in Massachusetts to buy marijuana for recreational use, even though retail sales become legal on Sunday. As for where, it seems most likely you'll be at one of the state's existing medical marijuana dispensaries. The dispensaries will operate two systems, recreational and medical, under one roof. How will they do that, though? This morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger walks us through a Lowell dispensary that's been selling medical marijuana for 2.5 years.
Our tour guide is Bob Mayerson, a senior executive at Patriot Care. The dispensary opened for medical sales more than 2 years ago and has applied for a recreational license. Mayerson steps aside at the front door for a steady stream of customers. Everybody will still go through the same front door, right?
Everybody will go through the same front door, correct, at least at this facility.
Medical marijuana buyers will still have to present a state-issued card confirming they are a registered patient. Both types of customers will need to present a valid ID. Recreational buyers have to be 21 years of age, no exceptions.
Everybody will be asked for their ID, just like if you went to Fenway and you wanted a beer, everybody gets carded.
Mayerson leads us into a sales room where state regs require separating recreational and medical marijuana customers.
That physical separation can be as simple as these stanchions that you see here, so like a movie rope.
State regulators say the division will help assure that wait times don't increase for patients and give them more time to discuss treatment options. Mayerson mentions another reason.
There will be some slight differences in the product availability on each side.
The products will be different because there are limits on how much THC, a psychoactive ingredient, will be allowed in edible recreational products. There's no limit for medical edibles. Here's the rule for recreational. Products like a chocolate bar must have portions that contain no more than 5 milligrams of THC each, and stamped as such. That kind of portion control works for candy, says Mayerson, but not for some edibles, like pizza.
You wouldn't be able to sell that recreationally unless each slice had 5 milligrams on it. So there are certain products that are workable for medical that will be difficult in the recreational side.
The marijuana sold in each line will have been tested the same way for mold, heavy metals, and unapproved pesticides, and will be in childproof packaging. But there's another big difference between recreational and medical sales.
We collect the sales tax on all adult use transactions of 20%.
That's state plus local taxes. There is no tax on marijuana sold for medical use. So an eighth of an ounce of, say, Blue Dream might cost a medical customer $70, but the woman a few feet away in a recreational line would pay $84. Some medical patients are worried that by the time they get to the sales counter, recreational buyers will have cleaned out the store. But back out front, Mayerson promises that won't be the case.
We will be well prepared. We have to give priority, really, first and foremost, to our medical patients.
State regs will require that medical marijuana dispensaries reserve 35% of the past 6 months' sales for medical patients. Mayerson says he still needs to figure out how to store that much and keep it fresh, one of the many details to work out as the state expands from medical to recreational marijuana. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.